So what do you got cooking this weekend, huh?
Put your head between your legs in the brace position and get ready for another week of bats hitting balls, balls through nets and off rackets, with coaches blowing up and referees entering the witness protection program. Sit back, relax, and enjoy what Triple M modestly calls the Weekend Legends.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. My name is Chris Gale. Last night, the Cowboys 18 defeated the 28. Sorry, defeated the Titans 14 at 1300 Miles Stadium.
Wow. Should we just start again?
Yeah. Cowboys 28. Titans 14. 1300 Miles Stadium. 10,655 people. And in a mixing of fantasy stories, the Sharks from the Shire have slayed the Night King, otherwise known as Cameron Smith.
Wow, the Borg go down to the Sharks. Amazing.
20 points to 18 at PointsBet Stadium in front of a fairly disappointing crowd of 7,683.
Yes, and welcome to Andrew Rose. That's me. Hi, Chris. Great to be here with you.
Andrew Rose, did you tip the Sharks?
I know. I tipped the Storm like most people would have, but the Sharks really showed up last night. I'm proud of them for winning.
Now, coming up this hour, you thought Bennett versus Seabold was good. Well, today, 5:30 p.m. Lotto Land on Triple M, you can listen to Desbol.
Oh, Desbol going up against the Doggies.
Manly versus Canterbury. We look at our current obsession with rebooting and sequels in movies and television. Rose, you're disturbed that your childhood is being remade.
All our childhoods are being rebooted and it's terrifying.
Next hour, we talk to St. George Illawarra great Jason Nightingale. But coming up next, Fox League's Justin Hodges will take us through all the NRL Round 8 action so far.
Nice.
Weekend Legends, Triple M.
On the weekend, there are two types of people. Those that listen to Triple M and those that don't. These are their stories. What? Weekend Legends.
Weekend Legends, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. And Rose, I think the rugby league world is still recovering from the extravaganza that was Bennett versus Seabold last Thursday night.
What a showdown for the ages.
To take us through that and the rest of the action so far in round 8 of the NRL from Fox League, we have Justin Hodges. Justin, let me take you back to Thursday night. Anthony Seabold at his press conference said that the Broncos made more tackle breaks than the Rabbits, they missed less tackles than the Rabbits, and they had their best defensive rating for the year. What the hell's going wrong?
Yeah, I know. When you say it like that, you do sort of wonder what's happening there. But I think just their one-on-one tackle, their defensive structure got sort of pulled apart by the great coach and Wayne Bennett. I just think, I was at the game. I just think, the Bunnies wanted it more. I think, if you look at the way both sides played, they both had a lot of things to play for. Obviously, both coaches, South were playing for GI in his retirement, and obviously Darius Boyd in his 300 game. But the Broncos were just never in the game. They just were out-muscled, out-enthused by the Bunnies. And you look at a couple of their tries, the Bunnies, and you just think, wow, they're so impressive, and guys like Cody Walker, really stood up. Sam Burgess was strong again. So, the Broncos just probably had no chance of even getting into that game.
Are they going some sort of generational change with Seabold? I mean, there's talk of the fact that, and you would know having played under Wayne was more intuitive. Seabold is very much into structure research. I hear the Broncos have 600 kids on scholarships. I hope some of them are doing rugby league as their scholarship. Is it just generational change the Broncos fans are going to have to endure?
Yeah, look, I think so, mate. I think, if you look at our side, there's a lot of young guys there. But at the end of the day, we can't probably keep using that as an excuse, because if you look at the guys that are playing, guys like David Vita, Jaden Stewart's been out injured, young Tommy Dearden, who made his first great debut, I think he was probably our best player. Guys like Paddy Carrigan, Thomas Legler, like these guys aren't your average teenage players. They're your average teenage, young superstars in the making, So I just think, the older players have probably got to start standing up and leading from the example, from the front. And look, they're just lacking confidence, whether you play rugby league or you're a fan of any sport, confidence gives you so much belief. And I think at the moment they just haven't got that, because they've been probably wiped off against probably the two best sides in the Roosters and obviously South Sydney. So, once they start getting in the battle and start competing and just find that winning formula, I think the Broncos will come home strong. But in saying that, they really need to start winning some games now to give themselves some chance to make that eight.
For sure. We're talking to the great Justin Hodges. Justin, it's Rose here. Mate, you were there at the game on Thursday night, and one of the great things about this game was the love that was poured out on that field for GI, retiring recently. There was a lot of goanna walks on that field. So I got to ask you, who did the best goanna? Cody Walker, Adam Reynolds, John Sutton, or Darius Boyd?
Look, I'm going to have to say maybe Cody Walker's was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I think
I'd agree.
I watched Big Sato, and I don't know what he looked like me getting out of bed on a Monday morning. But look, I think you can just see the way those boys played. Like they understood that they were playing for GI, and just to see them all doing the Gawenna, and just a touch on the great man. What a career that he's had. He's been a wonderful servant to the game, a wonderful role model, and lucky enough that I went down there to the game, to be a part of that guard of honour for him. And, look, he's been a special player, but also, a very special friend, and, what a career.
They've been talking a lot about how the Rabbits are going to fill that void that GI will leave, and one of the rumours that's flying around this week is that Latrell Mitchell is one of the names that's being considered to possibly go to the Rabbits and fill that void that GI leaves. What do you think about that option?
Oh, look, you'd be silly not to make a play at him. I think now that GI is gone, he's sort of the next, or he is the big superstar in terms of centres. And I think, obviously the Rabbitohs have got some free cash now that Greg's retired. So, look, they'd be silly not to make a play at him. But I was reading an article about Trent Robertson this morning saying that, they're not concerned about him leaving. They've sort of gave him that opportunity to play first grade, and they're pretty sure that he'll stay there at the Roosters. And look, obviously that's where he's playing his best football at the moment. He just can't do nothing wrong.
Now, Justin, if we can just quickly take you down to PointsBet Stadium last night, a very brave performance by the Sharks defeating the Storm 20-8 with no Moylan, no Johnson, no Graham, no Woods. The only disappointment for Sharks fans is Paul Gallen hasn't broken Scott Prince's record for the most losses of all time. but Craig Bellamy said about the Storm in the press conference, we were crap. How crap are the Storm at the moment?
I can't talk for the Storm, but I think that's the level that Craig Bellamy sets his sights at. The Melbourne Storm are always quite clinical. They don't really put a bad performance in. But take nothing away from the Sharks. Like you said, they're minus a lot of their star players, but they just dug in for each other, and they always have a lot of feeling towards that game in terms of Melbourne Storm and Cronulla Sharks. And I think they're the one team that really know how to upset the Melbourne Storm structure. Melbourne Storm are pretty known for their defensive style, the way they play, try and slow the game down. But for some reason, the Cronulla Sharks seem to get under their skin and everything sort of falls apart for them. So, I think, and obviously Big Andrew Fifita was a big part of that. He was trying to make everyone get underneath everyone's skin, and I think that's what they did well last night.
He's good at it.
He was awesome. Justin, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us this morning. That was Fox League's Justin Hodges. Thank you, mate.
Oh, good, guys. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
Put your feet up on the dash, recline the seat, and let these guys take the wheel, metaphorically.
Obviously.
Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Weekend Legends 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. Andrew Rose, we are fans of rugby league.
Oh, we love rugby league, even on a rainy day like today. Everyone be safe out there in your cars. It's a bit rainy.
So it's a bit of a rivalry week. Already on Thursday night, we were just talking to Fox League's Justin Hodges about Bennett versus Seibold. Let's face it, it was Bennett versus Seibold, Bennett versus the Broncos, Bennett versus the world.
I'd watch that movie.
I don't know if you caught Peter Bedell's opus in the Courier-Mail about Bennett leaving the Broncos, but there was all sorts of interesting stuff about Wayne in there.
Oh, yeah.
Wears pyjamas.
Does he?
He's been reinvented as a bra boy with John Sutton because they're basically the same age.
Wow, is he going to get the tats?
Yeah, down at Maroubra.
Good on him.
He's banned techno music at training.
That's just rude.
But when Seibold went in for his interview for the Broncos, he had detailed research, his Harvard background, he had PowerPoints up the wazoo. Wayne went in and said, I'm the greatest coach in the world.
That's all you need.
They went for Seibold. Now they're 2-6. What a mistake.
What a surprise.
But if you think that's a rivalry, I think what's been forgotten in all that attention is, of course, 5:30 this afternoon at Lotto Land, Triple M covering this. Manly Warringah take on your Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. It's Des Bowl.
It is? Wow, get your fights ready. It's Des Bowl. Look, Des Hasler was a huge part of the Bulldogs for quite a long time. He was a coach that, got us to 2 grand finals, but we didn't get over the line on either of them, but did a lot of great things and pretty much changed the look of the Bulldogs completely under his, coaching. But now this is his first chance to go back to Manly and play against the Dogs. I mean, they've been asking him all week whether he thinks this is an added bit of... He's downplaying it. He's saying there's no rivalry at all. But I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, and also it brings up this topic about that someone from Manly has to coach Manly because he's essentially got the same squad. He said this week he's got no room for Clint Gutherson, apparently. I'm not so sure about that.
Or the haircut.
And he's getting a better result, certainly, than Trent was able to do. And, and if you look back in history, Manly won 8 comps, four coaches, each winning 2 premierships. Ron Willey, Frank Stanton, Bobby Fulton, Des Hasler, all won grand finals or played for Manly.
Right. So it's like if you didn't play for Manly, you can't coach Manly. You've got to be over that side of the bridge.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada.
So if Wayne went in and said, I'm the most successful coach in the world, he wouldn't get the job.
Okay. Do you play for Manly? He goes, no. You're out.
And what you love about Des, you know, they call him the mad scientist. He brings his own style. There was a press during the week that towards the end of his tenure coaching you guys, they're up a tough game up at Suncor against the Broncos. So Des came into the dressing room and rapped the game plan.
My name is Des and I'm here to say we're going to beat them in a Bulldogs way. Are you saying that's what he did?
Yeah.
Ugh. God, I wish I had a recording of that. That'd be sweet.
They got beaten by 40 that day.
Mom spaghetti.
He's got a penalty system operating there out at Narrabeen where the demountables are. He's got the wheel of misfortune. So if you're...
What's that?
Well, if you're late for training, for example, you have to spin the wheel and there's a penalty.
Oh.
Probably the worst one is you've got to wash Des's car. Because he likes to go off-road a lot, I believe.
Oh, sorry, you've been traded to the Titans. Oh, no, the wheel of misfortune.
He's well known for experimenting with all types of livers and bloods and things, and he's going right down the cryogenic chamber thing at the moment.
Ah, right, like Walt Disney.
Yeah, there was a portable one out the back. It's from a company called Cryo HQ South Pacific, so it's minus 150 degrees. But you go in and you're surrounded by pictures from the South Pacific, palm trees, beaches, oceans, beautiful breezes. So the players think they're warm, so they stay in longer getting cold.
Does that work?
Apparently.
Oh, we'll have to try it. Let's get Triple M to get us a cryogenic chamber in here and give it a go.
On the other side, though, Dean Pay refuses to acknowledge Des. He won't mention him by name.
Right, really?
Yeah, and that takes us back to when Des would not refer to the referees and he called them Voldemorts.
Yes.
So tune in to Triple M 5:30 today for the His Name Shall Not Be Mentioned Bowl.
Oh, mate, I have so many mates who are Manly fans. Go the Doggies!
Triple M's Weekend Legends. More next. It's the show that may contain traces of nuts.
Completely nuts.
Have an EpiPen handy. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Radio Gaga by Queen. That moment, 1985, Wembley Stadium, Live Aid. Surely one of the greatest moments in rock music history, Rose.
Now it's solidified as one of the greatest moments in rock music history, for sure.
Yeah, someone should make a movie about it. Speaking of movies, you're on the Weekend Legends 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose, and it's International Star Wars Day. Rose, may the 4th be with you.
Ugh, thank you, Chris, I guess. But yeah, it is it's a great day for Star Wars. And as we all know, the trailer for the last episode in the saga that is Star Wars came out a couple of weeks ago. Everyone's talking about Avengers Endgame. What are you looking at?
Okay, so is it going to be the last episode in the saga?
Well, yeah, they might do another saga.
I think 25 to 30 years ago, they promised me that episode 6, which was the third episode, if you can figure that out, was the last one.
Yeah.
Then I got the Phantom Menace.
Look, it's never going to stop, but this storyline might end here. But it's a big year for movies, from Avengers Endgame to Star Wars. There's a lot going on, but there's something I want to point out about this time in movies, is that there's trailers coming out for movies like Sonic the Hedgehog. And, yeah, thanks, Sonic. Calm down over there. And we got, you know, the Lion King live-action remake.
Correct. That's going to be huge, by the way.
Oh, it's going to be massive.
I'm not going, but it's going to be huge.
What I'd like to point out to a lot of people our age is this is the time in your life where your childhood starts to get rebooted and remade for a whole new generation of kids. So you see a Sonic the Hedgehog trailer and you feel a little uncomfortable, like you shouldn't be watching it.
So your childhood was hedgehogs and Lion King, was it?
I was actually a huge Transformers kid. Right. I cried at the ending of the animated movie. And when they made the real one with Shia LaBeouf running around and that car went and changed, I freaked out. It was really uncomfortable.
I think a lot of people cried through all 5 Transformer movies plus Bumblebee.
Yeah, mainly Shia LaBeouf. But yeah, look, this is a thing that we all have to face now with movies. Like the Pokemon. There's a Pokemon movie coming out. And so many people are obsessed with Pokemon. I get why they do it. Because the parents remember that from their childhood, and they can bring their kids along to a new movie. You have a new generation, they're going to follow it, yada, yada, yada.
I've been an example of that. My daughter was hugely into Pokemon, so I've been through that canon. I've seen the ad for the movie. I know Ryan Reynolds is doing Pikachu, and I won't do the voice, but it hasn't made me laugh, but Psyduck is in it, and I'm a huge Psyduck man, so I will go see
that film. You're a tough crowd is what you are. I mean, It's just, it's something that it worries me, because how far are they going to go with this? How, what kind of, are they going to do a dark, gritty version of Skippy, where Skippy's just jumping around eating people's faces off? Oh no, here comes Skippy.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with you though. Like, they haven't really remade my teenage years. There hasn't been a Space Invaders movie. And oh. Lord, there should be a Space Invaders movie. If they had a label on a box, what is the movie about? It's about Space Invaders. I'm there, right?
You think? Just add Rihanna into it and it'll be a box office hit?
No Galaga the movie, no Galactions the movie. Thankfully, they haven't remade Pong the movie.
Oh, that would be, what a cliffhanger. Don't spoil the ending for me.
And if you go further back, please, I hope they don't start making board games as movies. Oh. And card games. Can you imagine? Well, I saw 300. That was pretty good. But 500, the movie?
How boring. Monopoly, the movie. What a grind. We're on Mayfair again.
Right. Well, speaking of crimes, Rose, there's a prospect that Sydney will not have the NRL Grand Final in 2021 because neither Allianz or ANZ will be ready.
What an absolute outrage.
So we want to see if that's an outrage or if it's a problem. We'd love to know what you think on 1-3-3-5-3 as to whether you care whether we lose the Grand Final for a year. And where would you put it?
Lots of people care.
Yeah. You're on the Weekend Legends, Triple M.
This show is definitely on the weekend. Whether these guys are legends may be debatable. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Weekend Legends, 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. Now, there is a 25-year guarantee from the NRL that the grand final will stay in Sydney.
As it should.
In exchange for their support for the government stadiums policy.
Okay.
Now, Allianz is looking a little bit like a moonscape at the moment. They're starting to tear it down.
It's barren out there. The nibbler's been putting in work.
But who knows what they're doing with ANZ. So we already know that next year's grand final will be at the old girl, the SCG. But 2021, it doesn't look like there'll either be Allianz or ANZ available. So there are rumours that the NRL is thinking of taking the grand final on the road.
Really?
New South Wales Sports Minister John Sidoti has said, not on my watch. Well, it's over. Why are we even having the discussion? But I think this is a real prospect. How do you feel about this, Rose?
Oh, look, this is an interesting concept, because the Rugby League Grand Final has been in Sydney for so long. It would feel weird for it being outside of Sydney. But we put the call out to you guys about what you think about the Grand Final, whether it should stay or go from Sydney. We have Omar from Belmore on the line. Omar, are you there, mate?
Yes, Omar here.
Yes, are you a Doggies fan, Omar?
Huge Bulldogs
fan. That's what I like to hear. Now we can talk to you. Omar, what do you think about the Grand Final moving from Sydney?
Yeah, as Jeff Tubby said, it's ridiculous.
Why is that?
Well, I liken it to like Wimbledon or, you know, the AFL Grand Final. You grow up wanting to play in the big stadium, in the big town, and that's what the Grand Final is for the NRL. Mm. I was there in 2004 when the Bulldogs won, and then I was also there in 2016 when I was working with the Cronulla Sharks, and we won the Grand Final there.
Wow.
It was all there. Like, that's the place to be.
So it's like a hallowed ground, he's saying, Chris.
Yeah, look, Omar, I understand what you're saying. I've been lucky enough to go to, I added it up, 21 of the last 22 grand finals.
Mm.
But I'm thinking if they move it for once, road trip. I've stayed in every possible motel out in the Homebush precinct.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see a different city for a change.
Okay, well, let's try this, Chris. On three, we're going to say which city we think the grand final should go to. Ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
Melbourne.
Brisbane? Melbourne?
It's got to go to Melbourne, mate.
Why?
MCG, 100,000, okay, people.
Yeah, but it's AFL town. They're never going to lose their grand final from the MCG. Why should we take ours to there?
They used to have the two grand finals are on different weekends, so the NRL just for 1 year could, you know, set the drawback for a week.
I don't like this.
You get a huge crowd, and you, most of all, you'd be sticking it to Queenslanders because they'd expect it. And it'd be revenge for all those Origin victories. Yeah, I love it. Let's go to Melbourne.
Let's be honest, man. If it's not Sydney, it's got to be Suncorp as the second, you know, heartland of rugby league. Uh-huh. I think Queensland, love them or hate them, I think they've earned a grand final.
You
if we
so?
Have to take it outside, I think they've earned a grand final.
Really?
Although, now thinking about it, Melbourne's a pretty cool place to party after a grand final.
All right, so let's definitively put a line under this. We're assuming the grand final is going on the road in 2021 because I can't do two SCGs with no whistle.
All right, on three, where we're going to go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Melbourne.
Brisbane.
God damn it.
This show is definitely on the weekend. Whether these guys are legends may be debatable. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
On Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose, we are the Weekend Legends.
We'd like to give a shout out to one of our new sponsors, Amart. Chris, you like furniture, don't you?
I sit all the time.
Oh, that's good to know. If you love a great deal on stylish furniture, Amart's furniture mid-season sale is ending soon. With prices this low, you'll be saying, I got it at Amart. I say that regularly.
If only Trent Barrett had known this when he was refurbing the Manly Demountables last season, he might have, because he had to bring the furniture from home.
Really?
Such a sad story.
What a nightmare.
Now, as the Weekend Legends, we stand for all the Weekend Warriors, Rose, out there playing on the sporting fields of Sydney right now.
You're on your way right now in your car. We're shouting you out. We're thinking of you.
And we stand for all the parents that are driving the Weekend Warriors to their games. We give a lot of coverage to the big stuff, the NRL, the international game, but we're also interested in the local game. I'm off this afternoon to see the Newtown Jets take on the South Sydney Rabbitohs at Henson Park in the Canterbury Cup, 3 p.m.
Oh, very nice.
Come say hi. So we think local and act local, don't we?
That's true. And if we can take you back to the South Sydney District Junior Rugby League A-grade Round 3 game against the Coogee Randwick Wombats versus the Matraville Tigers from earlier this week. I can't believe I got through that entire thing. The great Anthony Chock-Mundine returned to rugby league for the first time in 10 years. Here's the audio of him hitting the field for the first time.
Chock-Mundine's warming up, he's ready to go on. Chock-Mundine's on. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The seatbelt's on. He's on. First game in 10 years. This is what the crowd came to see.
That is certainly what the crowd came to see, Mundine, but most of the crowd watching that live stream walked away thinking that's one of the greatest commentators we've ever heard.
I like his laid-back, chill attitude. I remember back in 2015 when Josh Reynolds returned to Belmore with about 17 minutes to go. I think you were playing the music. There was a bit of Macklemore and Lewis going off. Commentators were screaming, this is a huge moment in rugby league. But he's taken it pretty easy. Put your seatbelts on. I don't think you needed one. Here you weren't going 20 kilometres an hour.
Here comes Chock-Mundine. It's a huge moment. I love him. I think this guy should be in more regular rugby league games.
We don't know his name, but we'll just call him the Wombats 18th man because he pretty much called it. At one stage, he described the Wombats as the goodies.
The goodies. Here's how good the Wombat could be as a professional rugby league. Listen to him just talking about one of the players on the field.
Timmy Bennett, very good off-season signing, the nephew of the great Scotty Bennett, former Wombat legend, Canterbury and East first grader. Signed him from up the Whit Sundays. He's a bit pasty skinned, the kid, so it was a little bit too hot up there for him. Get too many blisters in summer, so we had to sign him, bring him down to the cooler climate.
I love the Wombat, dude. He's great.
I also believe that's the reason that James Roberts is transferring from the Broncos to the South Sydney Rabbitohs. That's been rumoured. That's all you need in terms of information. You don't need any fluff or drama.
No.
Just the facts, man.
So anyways, Mundine played good, but here's some more highlights of how good the commentator was. Here's my favourite moment of the commentary from the game, right? During the game, he gets a phone call. He answers the phone call, and this is what he says straight after hanging up.
Sorry, spectator, that's me, 17-year-old son ringing up for hot dog money in the middle of the game. Very unprofessional, sorry about that.
How good would that be on a Friday night footy game? Your kid rings you for hot dog money in the middle of the commentary.
Right, dozen eggs, a litre of milk, bunch of roses, got it, honey.
Off your phone.
Sorry, listeners, that was very unprofessional.
I just want to hear Rabs or like Dan Ganane or someone going, oh, my daughter's calling me. Oh, sorry about that.
Think local, act local. We love rugby league of all shapes.
Mundine's back, baby.
The Weekend Legends on Triple M. If you love a great deal on stylish furniture, Amart Furniture's mid-season sale is ending soon. With prices this low, you'll be saying, I got it at Amart.